finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. If this is Tuesday, Bob Chapman's online. Robbie Noel is also with us. Let's go back to the phones real quick because Bob has got to run. Rita in Colorado. Hello, Rita.
Hi. Hey, Bob. You know, we're looking at a deer in the headlights issue right here with Venezuela, and we're losing credibility in our government when we've got a State Department that makes President Lee Jung-hui scramble to get a visa, the president of Taiwan. And then, you know, how are they going to stand against nationalism and, I mean, of the oil industry when we're obviously looking like communists over here?
And well, I think, you know, you have to remember that even though the oil companies were offered 49% of what they own, they're going to be compensated for it. So it's just not like they, in Venezuela, took the oil rights away from them, didn't give them anything. They're paying them. And so that's what our media leaves out. And so I think people, you know, should keep that in mind.
So you think they can play capitalist communism as the way to go about their business then?
Or I think what they have is a socialist society. And what they're doing is they're getting back at the Illuminists for strangling them and looting them for so long. And part of the way of doing that is throwing out non-socialist countries such as the United States and not doing any more business with them. And that's been the whole train of where they were headed. And, you know, Venezuela wouldn't have elected a person like Chavez, a socialist, and they knew he was a socialist, if they hadn't been exasperated in saying to themselves, we're sick and tired of having been looted for 500 years, you know, first by the Spanish and Portuguese, and then later by the British and the Americans, and we're just not going to take it anymore. And it could have been anybody, and that's the way it's turned out. You know, it's really not their fault. I don't agree with socialism, but, you know, what else can you expect?
Well, like I said earlier, Bob, it can't be worldwide communism under the globalist rule because communism doesn't produce anything. At least under socialism, the people have the idea that they're getting some value for their sweat equity. The government comes in, takes everything you've got, and then turns around and decides what you get and how much of it. That's better than communism. But if you want to create real wealth, you have free market systems, and that's where people be able to make money, reap their profits and rewards, and then try to keep the taxers off of your back. Rita, thanks for your call. Let's go quickly to Daryl in Texas. Hello, Daryl.
Hello. I'm really enjoying the show. I enjoyed the comments, and I like your comment about the oil guy scratching a certain part. That was right on the money. hey, listen, you know, I know that I'll just try to hit these few points. You talked about a lot of money flowing to South America, and I wanted to know, do we have, you know, illegal immigration and money flowing north to Canada any? Does that happen at all?
Does not happen. Only through trade. All the money is going south or to the Philippines or to Asia, but almost all of it's going to Mexico, Central America, and South America. And their receipts are down 20% in the first 2 months, as I said. And I think it's going to worsen because so many illegal aliens are getting laid off.
Right. You know, I have a 403B. I hear the music. Do I have to stop?
Yeah, you do. Daryl, hang on a second, and we'll take a quick call. Bill Adams from Alaska, and then we'll part company here with Mr. Chapman today. Mr. Noel will stay on with us for a little while. Because he's going to tell you about the long-awaited, and many of you have been taking part in this, the Bob Chapman specials, but many of you haven't. Here's your opportunity to. We'll be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Looking at the gold chart over the last year, last May, gold was a little over $700. This year, if you follow the little spikes and the downward trends and the upshoots in the gold market out there, guess what, folks? It is just about right at where it was last May. This is a market that's heavily controlled. They set the prices, fix gold fixing. They're not kidding when they say they fix the pricing in England every day. But if you look at this, ladies and gentlemen, plus what the tsunami of bad economic news worldwide, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. Gold and silver is your only escape mechanism. Quickly, let's go to Bill Adams in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. How are you? And Robbie and Bob.
Hi.
And Al. John, it was interesting. I was on the phone last night with a friend of mine down in Huntsville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Who is retired at a Redstone Arsenal and at one time used to be one of the highest-ranking civilians at the Pentagon. And I frequently talk to him. I was talking to him about that George Tenet piece. And the conversation got around to the fact that he had just gotten back from Europe. He's retired now, and he took his wife over there on a cruise, you know, through Germany and the Rhine, Danube and stuff. And this is a guy that's been flying around the world for the Army for 30 years. And as if to punctuate what Bob's been saying about the dollar, he was telling me that he went to several, you know, decent restaurants over there in Europe, in Belgium and in Germany. And, you know, this guy is not on food stamps, you know. he whips out his American Express gold card to pay for the meal, and they asked him if it was an American or European gold card.
Oh.
And he said, well, American. He said, well, this is denominated in dollars. And they said, well, we're sorry, we don't accept those.
Well, they wouldn't take credit cards?
They wouldn't take his credit cards. And
that's been going on for some time.
But evidently, you know, this was new to him because he said, I couldn't believe it. And he said, I had three different, you know, Visa and MasterCard and American Express Gold. And he said, well, what am I supposed to do? And they very politely informed him where the bank was, and then he needed to go down the street to the bank and get his dollars out in the bank and then convert them into local currency and come back.
Did he have to leave the food that he just ate on the counter until he paid his bill?
Well, no. Fortunately, he had enough cash on hand or something. But he said, Bill, he said, in 30 years that I've been traveling around the world, I've never seen anything like that before. And
well,
it just blew him away.
And Bob, that further illustrates that nobody on this planet wants to touch the U.S. dollar, even if it's denominated, in their credit.
Isn't that
well,
amazing?
Well, the wealthy should be in Swiss franc bonds. You know, the people who have mega dollars, besides being in gold and silver. You know, when I lived in Germany in the 50s and 60s, I would pay 50 cents for a Bratwurst, and now they're $8.
You mean the days when the mark was worth, or the dollar
4.2.
Over there? What was it?
4.2.
When I was there in the early 70s, you got 4 marks for the dollar. Now I don't know where it's at, but it's declining rather rapidly.
It's 120.
Bill, anything else?
No, actually, I had something else, but that's okay. I'm not going to tie it up because I know Bob's in a hurry. It's a really good show. Been glad to get on here, and I just thought I'd throw that into the mix.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks,
Bill.
Thank you,
sir.
All righty. Bob, I know you got to run.
Okay, and I'll be back next week.
All righty, sir. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Now, Robbie, the long-awaited moment here. Do we have a drum roll on the computer there? I'm just teasing you. Folks, any time that you make a Bob Chapman purchase through Republic Trading Group, and we've called it the Bob Chapman Special simply because, well, Bob comes on with us once a week, and we offer the International Forecaster free of charge. And if you doubt that, ladies and gentlemen, then you don't know us very well, because most companies will offer you freebies or add-ons or whatever, and they'll turn around and build it into the cost of their product or service. We do not do that. Bob Chapman gets a stipend for his International Forecaster, and we make up the difference out of the profit on our end, and we don't charge you more profit to pay for the newsletter. I just want to make that abundantly clear, because a lot of people, Robbie, are untrusting these days, and rightfully so. But when we say it, you can take it to the bank, kind of speaking.
Literally, of course.
Literally. All right. You've got a Bob Chapman special today. And, folks, listen closely to what Robbie is going to tell you. Because I just told you, and I told you about the gold, over the last year, it is pretty much stagnating. It has dropped to, I think, 550 at one point, maybe a few dollars lower, came back up. Folks, you're not going to see 550. You're not going to see 5. You're not going to see 6. Hey, can we get 6.25? 6.25 here? No. Sold, American. No, you're not going to see 650 gold ever again. They're suppressing the market, hanging on for dear life. But Robbie, we've said repeatedly, when this thing breaks and it's getting close, we wish we had that proverbial crystal ball to tell you the exact date, but we do not. But we know what we're talking about here. And we're imploring people out there to protect yourselves. Because when the thing goes south, what do you think the bank is going to do to you when you come in and say, well, I've lost my job and I'm a hard time making my mortgage payment. And they're not going to listen to you. They're going to want their payment under the contract that was specified for your purchase. And they're not going to hear anything. But I will tell you this. That is going to be a buyer's market when this thing flattens out and bottoms out, and it's going to. The people are going to be having liquidity to do what they need to do to survive and to live, put a roof over their head, food to eat, are people that are making the wise investments today. Because gold, I wished I could tell them that it's going to quintuple or quadruple. Well, we know it's going to double, triple, maybe quadruple. most assuredly. Some people are predicting $5,000 an ounce. It doesn't matter. What this is a hedge against the funny money system and the fix that they put in there. Mr. Noel.
What we have today, we've got some MS62 $20 Liberties. Did a quick check on these. Competition out there is offering them at around $850. We've got two packages on offer today. One package, the gold package, with 10 Mint State 62 $20 Liberties for $79.50 delivered. And we have a silver package that I think is great. And the reason why I think it's great was because I saw them offer this on Home Shopping Network for double the price.
Doesn't that just make you laugh when they do these things and they sell the hell out of them?
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're up there selling the sizzle and they're up there proclaiming what a great buy. We've scoured the markets.
The markets. Yeah. They were advertising MS63 Morgan silver dollars at $69 a piece. Well, our second Bob Chapman special is 100 MS63 silver Morgans for $3,900.
Silver? You got silver Morgans?
Silver Morgans MS63s. You get 100 of them for $39. And the only difference between our price...
You just said 100 MS63s for $39. I'll take 10 of those packages right now.
$3,900.
And put it on the cuff, will you?
Yeah. And the only difference between this deal on the Morgans and the Home Shopping Network, look, I may be able to. I can negotiate with our supplier, but we could most probably ship these in those neat little... those little green boxes that they have on Home Shopping Network. So you would get 20 MS63s in one of those neat little boxes. I don't know. But that would be the only difference between our price and you saving yourself, substantially on that coin, around about $30 a coin.
I don't know what their costs are in producing that program, but I'll tell you what, I have just... Sometimes my eyes bug out with some of the stuff that they do, and I'm going.
Oh, it's mind-boggling.
And I'm thinking to myself, is there that stupid and gullible of people out there
that they do this? They sell regular American Gold Eagle certified MS70, which is the highest grade you can get, means absolutely nothing. They sell those coins for $995. Whereas you can buy exactly the same coin, the same grade, except it's not graded, for the regular price. Gold American Eagles today are selling for $710.
Amazing. Once again, Robbie, we're coming up on the break here. Repeat that special for the listeners out there, the Bob Chapman special with the one-year subscription, free of charge, folks, for the International Forecaster, because we're here. Yes, we're going to sell some gold and silver. No, we're not going to take you to the bank or take you to the cleaners on profit because we operate on a slim margin and we don't take the cost of the newsletter out of anything. We take it out of our profits on our end. So, Robbie, that's special again today.
The gold special is 10 MS62 $20 Liberties, certified PCG for NGC for $7,950, includes a shipping plus the Bob Chapman newsletter. Or you can go for the silver package, which is 100 MS63 silver Morgan dollars for $3,900 delivered plus the newsletter. Great deal, the silver deal.
800, ladies and gentlemen, call this number, 800-691-7898, to talk to Mr. Noel, 800-691-7898. And the people will be hearing you in roughly 40 minutes and 30 seconds on the flip side following this program.
Absolutely. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate it. All right, folks, we'll take the break here. Be right back on the other side. I want to get into the Venezuela pulling out of the IMF. This is big news. This just painted a big target on Mr. Chavez's backside. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
I had to call in and tell you about a story about this people calling from India soliciting.
Yes.
My son lives just south of Sandusky in Ohio. And
Where at?
Bradner.
I know where Bradner is.
Yeah.
That's Sandusky's my old tramping grounds.
Yeah, me too. He raises a little hell there now and then. But he got a phone call from I think it was probably Citibank or, you know, one of the big guys, wanting to give him a wonderful credit card. And the person doing the spiel was obviously in India. He could tell by the accent. And so my son couldn't get a word in edgewise at first because this person's running down reading the thing off the paper, telling him what a great deal this was. And when the guy took a breath, my son says, "Okay, and so you're calling from where?" And he says, "I'm calling from Citibank." And he goes, no, tell me your name." And the guy says, "My name is Bob Smith."
Yeah.
And my son goes, "Yeah, Bob, where do you live? I ask you, where are you calling from? Let me put it a different way. Where do you live?" And he goes, "New York." And my son says, "You don't sound like you're in New York." He says, "Okay, I'm in New Delhi."
Uh-huh.
And my son says, "Well, listen, you tell your folks there, I don't want to buy from foreigners, And if they ever call me with a person who actually is making money here in the United States and holding down a job, that would be okay. I might talk to them then. And my son's wife was listening to, you know, the end of the conversation that she could hear, and she yells at my son right before he hangs up. She says, "And tell him to eat some of those cows. Those folks are too thin over there." And so the guy heard her, and he says, "That's just rude."
Yeah. Well, yeah, call me at home. I blew one of those guys off today, and it was for self-operated, owned businesses, and they were asking me all these questions that mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell anybody, and I said, you know, you won't tell me what this call is specifically about, because she hem-hawed around, and I said, I know you're calling from India, and you're asking me personal questions, and quite frankly, I'm not interested, and she continued with her rap. Finally, I got her attention again. I said, did you hear what I said? I am not interested. She didn't even talk about being rude. She didn't even say thank you and goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But you heard what Chapman said about the layoffs at Citibank, and that's the reason why they're doing it. They're moving the stuff, continuing to move that over to India.
Well, maybe if we all are very, until the hate crimes bill passes anyway, if we're all very insensitive and tell them, you know, you guys need to eat some of those cows, maybe they'll quit calling.
Well, as an American, on the ruder side, I have the right to be an equal opportunity hater. Thank you very much.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And they should eat some of those cows, for goodness sake.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.
Appreciate the call. Venezuela takes operations from big oil companies. Now, you remember the flap several months ago, folks, about Hugo Chavez and his deal wanting to give Americans breaks on, well, Venezuela-owned stations here in this country, Citgo. Well, that riled the feathers of a few people, but he's really whacked the two biggest out there, and this is not going to bode well unless he has a protection plan, a bulletproof body, or he's nuke-proof. Because what he basically did to the oil companies and the IMF, he told them, hey, go take a hike. We're tired of being manipulated and robbed, and this is not going to bode well. I hope this guy has plan B to survive. Brian Ellsworth did this from Reuters. Venezuela stripped the world's biggest oil companies of operational control over massive Orinoco Belt crude projects on Tuesday, a vital move in President Hugo Chavez's nationalization drive. The May Day takeover came exactly a year after Bolivian President Evo Morales, a leftist ally of Chavez, by the way, startled investors by ordering troops to seize his country's gas fields, accelerating Latin America's struggle to reclaim their resources. Now, the importance of this, and I'm quoting Marco Ojeda here, an oil union leader before the planned rally to mark the transfer. He said, the importance of this is that we are taking back control of the Orinoco Belt, which the president rightly calls the world's biggest crude reserve. Now, the four projects are valued at more than $30 billion and can convert about 600,000 barrels per day of heavy tarry crude into valuable synthetic oils. Now, U.S. companies ConocoPhillips, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Britain's BP, Norway's Statoil, and France's Total agreed to obey a decree to transfer operational control on Tuesday, although the OPEC nation complained the ConocoPhillips was somewhat resistant. Near the facilities that refine Orinoco crude, workers prepared early on Tuesday to celebrate the takeovers, displaying Venezuelan red, white, and yellow flags. And on the walls is Chavez's slogan, clearly seen, Homeland, Socialism, or Death. The anti-American leader, as said in the story here, was also in a festive mood before the rally, marking what he called the end of an era of U.S. prescribed policies that opened up the largest oil reserves in the hemisphere to foreign investment. Open investment will never return, he said on Monday to thousands of cheering workers dressed in signature red of a self-styled leftist revolution on a rally for workers' rights. We are sealing up the open investment era and burying it deep down the Orinoco oil reserve. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Venezuela is pulling out of the IMF and World Bank. AP writer, I think this is George Ruda. Excuse me, Mr. Ruda, if I got your first name wrong. President Hugo Chavez announced Monday he would formally pull Venezuela out of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, a largely symbolic, too much caffeinated coffee today. We ran out of decaf. It's a symbolic move because the nation has already paid off its debt to the leading institutions. We will no longer have to go to Washington, nor to the IMF, nor to the World Bank, not to anyone. Mr. Chavez, who has long railed against the Washington-based lending institutions. It's interesting that he put it to in those terms, Washington-based lending institutions. Chavez said he wanted to formalize Venezuela's exit from the two bodies tonight and ask them to return what they owe us. Venezuela recently repaid its debt to the World Bank 5 years ahead of schedule, saving about $8 million in usury My words, not theirs. It paid off all of its debts to the IMF shortly after Chavez took office in 1999. The IMF closed its offices in Venezuela late last year. Now, Chavez made the announcement a day after telling a meeting of allied leaders that Latin America overall would be better off without the U.S.-backed World Bank or IMF. He has often blamed their lending policies for perpetrating poverty. The leftist president also repeatedly criticized past Venezuelan governments for signing structural adjustment agreements with the IMF that were blamed for contributing to raising inflation. And he is exactly right. Under former Venezuelan President Carlos Andres Perez in 1989, violent protests broke out in Caracas in response to IMF austerity measures that brought a hike in subsidized gasoline prices and public transport fares. Now, enraged people took over the streets in violence that killed 300 people and possibly many more. The riots came to be known as Caracazo, and Chavez often refers to it as a rebellion against the status quo. And what they're not saying in these news stories, folks, because, quite frankly, they probably would never be printed, Hugo Chavez, no matter what he claims himself to be, a socialist, whatever, is doing exactly what this guy needs to do for his country to survive. Do you think the world's oil market is going to dry up tomorrow? Nope. Hugo's got a lot of that stuff. So he's got a commodity that will be sold worldwide. What he doesn't have is the proverbial sword of Damocles swinging over his neck, paying the usury fees to the IMF and the World Bank. He's smart enough to get out of that little cartel. And it's interesting that this story is referring to the Washington-based lending institutions. Folks, I don't know. We're racking up massive debts here. We are still trying to borrow. They're going to have to. There is no other option here. They have to hyperinflate. Bernanke was right when he made the statement, and nobody understood this. Well, a few did. When he made the comment about throwing money out of a helicopter. What Mr. Bernanke is going to have to do is fire up those printing presses, and they have been doing it. That is going to hyperinflate, and then we're going to have deflation. In the meantime, everything else economically and structurally is falling apart. Waiting for the other shoe to drop? It already has. It just hasn't hit the floor. It's in midair. Let's go back to the phones here. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, John, on this particular topic, the history of Venezuela, which coincides with this present situation, and I'm surprised that nobody out there that was covering this brought this particular component up, but there was a revolution in the late 70s, early 80s. I happened to read back then an interview with the general that tried to have a coup, and they managed to stop him because the U.S. wouldn't let it happen. The Venezuelans were under the pressure of the bankster cartel through the IMF. They penetrated. They got them deep in debt. And just like with us and the rest of the world, once they have you there deep in debt, then they start to take all your resources, just like they're trying to take our ports control, our parks and all that stuff, and we're just rolling over, letting them do it. Well, the Venezuelans couldn't take it anymore because what happens is the government keeps taxing you more and more and more to try to ease that debt burden they owe to these bankster cartel, just like you're saying with the usury.
Right.
And so the general, at the plea of the people, tried to overthrow that current government that was cooperating with the bankster cartel, which is definitely emanating out of New York, London, Washington, D.C., and he almost pulled it off, but they went in and shut him down, and that's probably I'm not sure if that was the previous dictator that they put in place that preceded Chavez. I'm not quite sure if there was one or two other guys before he came into power. But so now it's coming full circle again with those people, and you know they just been through this just in the a couple decades ago, so it's very recent for them, and their memory is probably saying, hey, you know, we can't afford to go through this again. There won't be anything left to our country. And yet over here, John, the Americans are oblivious to all this. We're letting these bankster cartels run us right into the ground and take all our resources and tax us to death, and yet the Americans are totally complacent.
Well, like I said earlier in the program, I said that You know, normally when gas prices would be spiking up, and we've never seen them as high in America as we see them right now. You remember the news stories. People were angry. Whoa, these rip-off corporations, these oil companies, there was an anger directed at them. Do you see that anger today?
Exactly. You know, you see, you just don't see that people, you just can't figure it out. What will it take to get these people upset, angry, motivated, get organized? Michael Herzog's idea that we're sending around, nobody buy from ExxonMobil, great start. Let's get the major cartel to feel a pinch first and impact them. And, you know, it's just amazing how the Americans today just, you know, they just tolerate all this crap.
Well, we're being conditioned, that's for sure. And I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this phenomenon, but I'm not quite sure exactly why it's taking place. Where is their angst? Where is their anger? Because generally speaking, people that get angry are the ones that are out of solutions, but more importantly, they're out of intelligent questions to ask. When we've asked intelligent questions, of course, we hear nothing back. There's a dead silence. But you don't even hear the questions being asked today.
That's right.
And that, I'm not quite sure what that means yet. I'm still trying to get my mind wrapped around that.
Well, John, I don't think it's anything good. You know, locally, with the property tax issue, after paying the property taxes, I requested from that tax department a copy of the law that says I, as a private property owner, have to pay a property tax. Now, they could not provide me with that law. 2 months later, still couldn't do it, so now I'm sending a certified letter to them requesting that and informing them if they can't comply within 30 days by law, that means that the law must not exist, and therefore some kind of criminal activity is going on here.
You ask the question that does not require an answer. They will not answer you. They cannot answer you.
And you know what's amazing, John, is they told me to go to Albany. They couldn't find it, but it has to be there, tell me.
Of course it has to be, just like the law that says that you have to pay federal income tax.
That's right. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
They just can't find it. It's not readily available. So they told me to go to Albany. So while I'm going through looking for a department, appropriate department up in Albany, and I'm speaking with some ladies handling the phones, I explained to them both. I said, you know, if you own your property, there's no liens on it, and yet you don't pay your property tax and they can evict you off the property, who really owns the property?
I was just going to say, of course you didn't say, well, it's the corporation that owns it.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, without getting into that particular lien that nobody's really aware of, but you have no obvious lien of a bank owning some money on the property or anything. You paid for it as far as you believe, and you own it all, and yet they can evict you if you don't pay your property tax. They say, so who owns it? And both ladies were like, wow. Wow, that's amazing. You know, I never thought of that. And this is where we are, John, you see?
Yeah.
A little obvious logic, and Americans aren't even thinking on simple concepts like that.
And again, it's a conditioning because,
right.
Geez, when I grew up, everybody had to pay property taxes. Nobody questioned
it
then. So
that's
here
right,
we have a new generation with one coming up behind us.
That's right.
You know, they haven't asked.
Absolutely.
And everybody just accepted this, that this is the way things are.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Michael, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
By the way, if you do get a printed response from them, which I doubt very much, but it'd be interesting if they do want to answer you in print, I would like to see a copy of it.
Sure will, John. I'll keep you updated.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Maggie in Texas.
was great.
Yeah, if you ask the rhetorical question, Maggie, don't expect an answer.
I just wanted to add as a kind of footnote to the Venezuela story that no more than a week or two ago, Ecuador's new president, Correa, took Ecuador out of the IMF. And that's not getting a lot of publicity. Ecuador doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it was one of the countries mentioned in Confessions of an Economic Hitman as a country particularly ravaged by IMF policies. And I don't know where he found the cojones to do that, but I think it was very interesting.
Well, and just a few minutes ago, President Bush, the long-awaited, to be flatly rejected bill from Congress for the support of our troops in Iraq, the military budget, of course, had the rider in there that we have to bring our troops home, and they were naming a date. And, of course, President Bush is saying that, no, we can't do that. That's going to aid the terrorist. He just flat rejected that bill. Now, I hope he understands. And folks, don't misunderstand me. I am in no way in support of any Democrat that was part of this, because continuing appropriations for an illegal and unconstitutional war doesn't make any sense to begin with. But at least they put a little rider on there that says, look, okay, we'll vote the appropriations here for your war based on lies, but with the caveat that we're going to pull the troops out by, you know, September or whatever it is of next year. He flatly rejected that, but I wonder if the Democrats know that if they submit that bill again, I don't think he can reject it a second time, if memory serves. So we'll see what happens. Maggie, thanks for your call.
Sure.
Appreciate bye-bye. It. Bye-bye now. Folks, we're heading into the crazy stage. We've been talking here at the network, you know, here and there, and it seems like people have really gone kind of sideways in the last 3 months, and they have. Now, the reason? I don't know. Are they becoming disconnected from their intolerable realities? I don't know. I haven't been watching where people are going if they want to escape, because if you don't have much money, where are you going to escape to? But what is your escape mechanism? Are you buying more books to read, more fiction? Are you watching more Hollywood fantasy movies? Are you doing more drugs? Are you getting drunk more often? You know, what are you doing to ease the pain? Ooh, the pain. People, I do believe they're in that stasis, that static stance, like the deer caught in the proverbial headlights. They're not moving backwards. They're not moving forwards. They're just staring. Bush has destroyed Iraq and America. By the way, I just recently, and I think it was on the Discovery Channel, I might be mistaken, but they were doing a history on Iraq. And it was rather fascinating. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching it with one of my guys here that just recently came back to the network, Ken. We're sitting on the couch and we're watching this thing. And I'm looking at this and with a jaundiced eye, because I never trust anything that is produced and put on national television. Okay, first and foremost, that should be everybody's guide. Look at everything with a jaundiced eyeball. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching this, and they actually gave real history on Iraq. And I said to Ken, I said, you know, it is almost as if they are trying to eradicate not only the current culture and government in Iraq, but more importantly, its history, to wipe it off the face of the map. Send it down the Orwellian memory hole, if you will. And that would serve the globalists' purpose. Because Iraq is not a bunch of ragheads over there, ladies and gentlemen, running around in the sands, just a bunch of pneumatic people with no real history. Iraq is steeped in history. Mathematics, engineering, mechanical engineering. What the Romans were using for water transfer in Rome was created by the Iraqis. Hydraulics. The principles still in use today was created by the Iraqis. The first streets anywhere in the world. Forget the little dog and pony show that Edison put on up in New York. I'm talking offered as a public service. The first lit streets in the entire planet was in Iraq. Paul Craig Roberts says Bush has destroyed Iraq and America. Roberts says American who voted Republican shares responsibility for the great evil America has brought to the Middle East. The evil that America brought to Iraq transcends the tens of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been killed and maimed in the conflict. The evil goes beyond the destruction of ancient historical artifacts and the civilian infrastructure of a secular state and the decimation of the lives, careers, and the families of millions of Iraqis. The violence and killing that Bush brought to Iraq has spread antagonism between the Sunni and the Shiite throughout the Middle East, with potential draconian consequences. Bush's war has turned Muslim hearts and minds against America and made terrorism an acceptable means to resist American hegemony. With his mindless war, Bush has created more terrorism than the world has ever seen. And let me stop here, and that's to go along for a moment here with what Mr. Roberts is saying. Let me add something to this. If the people in the Middle East were not attacking America, and I've said this before, if you have an occupied country, if you have an occupied country, and there's no other way to get these people out, is an act of resistance really terrorism? And how desperate are they going to get us out of there? Will there be real acts of terrorism in America? I'll come back, finish up this article right after this.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The reasons given for the American invasion of Iraq have been exposed as lies, revealing America as either a country of fools and idiots or of war criminals. Worldwide polls show that America is no longer regarded as the guiding light, but is tied with Israel as the second greatest threat to world stability. The nuclear-armed Russians, alarmed by Americans' gratuitous aggression and interference in Russian and Middle Eastern internal affairs, and by the Bush's aggressive withdrawal on June 13, 2002, from the 1972 Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, no longer sees the U.S. as a partner in peace, but as a dangerous militaristic aggressor. The chance for understanding and trust with Russia has been destroyed by a stupid Bush administration. The White House moron who cannot successfully occupy Baghdad believes he can run over Russia. Former CIA Director George Slam Dunk Tenet writes in his new book, At the Center of the Storm, My Years at the CIA, that Vice President Dick Cheney and the neoconservative caused America to invade Iraq without ever holding a serious debate about whether Iraq was a threat. Tenet wrote, There was never a serious debate that I know of within the administration about the imminence of the Iraqi threat. I also saw a clip, by the way, of Mr. Tenet saying, The CIA doesn't lie. We're the truth. We don't have to. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge over in Baghdad I'd like to sell you. The 2003 American invasion of Iraq is a war crime under international law. The invasion caused sectarian violence far beyond anything Iraq had ever experienced under Saddam Hussein. Tenet writes that sectarian violence in Iraq has taken on a life of its own and that U.S. forces are becoming more and more irrelevant to the management of that violence. Tenet says that Dick Cheney made him a scapegoat for the disastrous war by misrepresenting to the media what he meant by slam dunk. Interviewed by 60 Minutes, the aforementioned, Tenet said that the administration misrepresented his comment to mean that the case was airtight that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Tenet states that the Bush administration's misrepresentation of what he said is the most despicable thing that ever happened to him. The American people have been told have never been told the real reason that the Bush-Cheney and Republican Party rushed to war in Iraq. Americans have only been fed a pack of transparent lies. The war has brought no honor, no glory, no tangible benefit. The war has brought shame upon America for routine torture of Iraqi detainees and for the routine slaughter of unarmed Iraqi civilians, mothers, fathers, children, grandparents, by trigger-happy American troops. There are even more reports of U.S. mercenaries having fun riding around taking pot shots at Iraqi civilians. Billions of dollars in aid are missing. The stench of corruption is heavy in the air. There are a myriad of investigations of the Bush administration and contractor corruption. Who can keep up with them all? Cheney's Halliburton, the greatest hog at the trough, has not been indicted. Let me correct that. The missing suitcases of cash have not been recovered. The earnest efforts of Congress have taken on a pathetic, plotting life of their own. In an article just published in the Armed Forces Journal, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yingling, one of the commanders of the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Iraq, condemns American generals as mild-mannered team players who are not worthy of their soldiers and who underestimated the strength of the enemy, overestimated the capabilities of Iraq's government and security forces, and failed to provide Congress with an accurate assessment of security conditions in Iraq. Captains, majors, and lieutenant colonels are frustrated with the political cowardice of their general officers and are leaving the service in droves. The Army is trying to improve retention by offering $20,000 in cash to the officers, another stupid Bush administration policy, as any officer who sells his soul is demoralized. Colonel Yingling writes that Congress must step in and break up the way administrations use promotions to acquire generals as accomplices and deceiving the American people. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
With recent international